All right, everybody, get your sniffles out. We're in for another episode of High Expectations, where the only thing higher than the expectations is us.
Us.
We are your world-renowned movie review podcast, where we review movies, and we add a little bit of a twist, though. We're reviewing them through the lens of our good friend Mary Jane. So we're smoking before all of these movies we are reviewing for you guys and rating them on a very specific rating system we have. If you want to know more about that, give our intro episode a listen. Kind of explains everything in a little bit more depth. I am one of your hosts, Kaz, and with me always is D-Lo.
Hello there.
He's here. He didn't skip.
I'm here.
I'm
here.
So we've been doing this theme now. Well, we just did 1 month, so we're in our second month now of doing one category per month. So we're going to do 4 movies essentially per category. I guess depending on the month, maybe. I guess in February, maybe we'd only get to 3. But essentially, we've switched it up that way because we want to dive into these categories a little bit more. And going off of what... So we had a guest... a very important and fun guest in one of our last episodes when we were doing Vegas Baby. And this category that's coming up is inspired by our good friends over at Outer Spaced, who were the guests on our show. And
shout out.
Huge shout out. They're still doing their Kickstarter, I believe. So support them in any way.
Yeah, check them out on Instagram. Find their Kickstarter. We've posted it a bunch, but you can find it on their Instagram as well. So definitely give them a look.
Exactly.
Really cool guys over there. They've been doing a lot of like live streams and stuff on their Instagram, which has been fun to jump on and listen to. So shout out to them. This is kind of this month's category is kind of inspired by them.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say kind of. It's directly inspired by them. Because I think when we had them on and it just kind of got D-Lo's in my brain just kind of rattling off and just thinking about some movies we really want to get on here. Yeah, D-Lo's been wanting one very specific one for a while now, or mentioned it a long time ago. So
this one too.
Yeah, this one that we did, the movie we did this week is not the one that D-Lo had mentioned, but we will crescendo to that one.
Yeah.
Because I think it's going to do really, really well. But this week,
it is.
We went with, well, so for those of you who don't know, who haven't seen or haven't viewed our Instagram, the new category we're doing is, drumroll, sci-fi.
Sci-fi. Science fiction.
Science fiction we are.
That's pretty good.
Right?
Man. That was pretty good. I'm impressed.
For somebody who's not, well, all right, we won't keep it a secret any longer since I just did that. And the first movie we're going with, we're starting off strong, is Star Wars: A New Hope.
Remember, a Jedi can feel the Force flowing through him.
You mean it controls your actions?
Partially, but it also obeys your commands.
Pokey religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good blaster at your side, kid.
You don't believe in the Force, do you?
Kid, I've flown from one side of this galaxy to the other. I've seen a lot of strange stuff, but I've never seen anything to make me believe there's one all-powerful Force controlling everything. There's no mystical energy field controls my destiny. It's all a lot of simple tricks and nonsense.
A New Hope, Episode 4.
In honor of... because May 4th is coming up, so...
It's Saturday, yeah. It's technically when this airs, it will have been yesterday. So May the 4th be with you all. And today would technically be Revenge of the 5th.
Ooh.
If you're a super nerd like me.
A super Star Wars nerd. We chose this because, I mean, when you think sci-fi, I think a lot of people think Star Wars right off the bat. We were actually like running through
kind of a Sith hood,
the movies. And one, we realized that this category or movies kind of within this realm are going to be really fun to watch high just because visuals tend to be off the charts. So we're excited to do this. And we've thought of some spin-off categories that include sci-fi movies, but a little bit more niche.
A little more niche. Yeah.
But
whoa, simpatico.
I think you're all in for a big treat when we do this one, but then also when we get into some of the more niche categories within sci-fi.
Yeah. There are some, and excuse the pun here, but there are some stellar movies coming up this month.
Ooh, are you like kind of dropping a hint? I don't know. Let's see.
I don't know. We'll see.
So, like I said, we're doing Star Wars: A New Hope this week. Really pumped. Hadn't seen this movie in a while. I was really excited to watch. I know D'Lo's really excited to watch. So,
I have seen this in a while. A lot of whiles.
This is like the way I used to watch episodes of Friends. This is what D'Lo would watch.
Oh yeah, dude. I would. Yeah, we'll talk about it.
So. Let's not waste any time. Obviously, we want to let you all know what we smoked for this movie, as we always do.
Smoke it up.
So I went back to Flower. I had kind of taken a break from specifically Flower for a couple weeks. I went with 50 Folds Popsicles, and this was a hybrid of ice cream runts and lemon cherry gelato. And ooh, what I will say is, like, if I had to give it kind of like a A, B, C, or D in a couple things, I would give it like
A, B, C,
a B plus, A minus in like the smokable, like it tasted good and it wasn't harsh or anything like that. So I'd give it in that range. What I
throwing out some letter grades for the weed. Well,
because I was thinking about it as, because I was like thinking about the different aspects of the weed. And because for this one, yeah, I kind of just was really love the way it broke apart, which is not necessarily a big category to most people, but for somebody like me who one is always packing bowls.
I think Ben talked about that on the episode. Yeah.
Like I'm always packing a bubbler. So it's really nice to have something that grinds well and kind of is fluffy, but still has a good nug where I think this is what Ben was talking about. It's like you have this nug, but then it when you break it up, it turns into just this pile of weed. Like it was so densely. So
those are good. It's good because they're like sneaky packed with
exactly
weed. Sometimes you get actually when you get deceived by the fluffier flower.
Right. Yeah.
But you end up getting more weed out of those like little crumblies.
But this one like grinded really well. It was a huge pile. Like I took one nug and it just ended up being this giant pile of weed, which was amazing, obviously. So I gave it an A. I would like give it an A plus in that kind of category. And then I'll save, obviously, in terms of what it delivered for the movie. But I got this from our good friends over at Dockside, but not Ballard. I did
one on Aurora.
The one on Aurora in Greenwood.
Greenwood.
So yeah. Again, most of these dispensaries are really, really good. I always flock to Dockside, one, because I have like an awards account set up with them. So it just is kind of a good thing for me to continue doing just because
absolutely.
The awards programs at some of these dispensaries are really good. I think they really pay off. If you're going fairly often, like you and I are.
Frequent higher miles, as we've called.
Oh man, if we ever had if we one day D'Lo and I are going to have a high expectations dispensary, and we will have to corner the market on frequent higher miles because that's
the dream.
That's just like a missed opportunity, I think. But anyway, it really does pay off in terms of. I was texting D'Lo on my way to the dispensary. And I was just like, wow, it's like really awesome that I can just sit here with $15 in my pocket and know I can go get some good weed. And I got it even more discounted because I had points to use. So it was just like,
absolutely.
It was a great day. That really made my day. So that's what I got into for this movie. D'Lo, what did you get yourself into?
I went back to our friends over at Have a Heart, also Greenwood neighborhood. And people have really been pitching Falcana brand to me. I guess they're newer into, they're a medical brand or they were a medical brand that's now branched into, recreational too. And I was talking to the bud tender at Have a Heart and she was saying that it's a couple that's just like decided to continue expanding and go into the recreational market too. And a lot of their strains are like medical based strains, which, you know, tend to pack a little little punch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they pack a punch.
So I went with Falcana again. I went with pre-rolls because, like you said, I just had like a 20 in my pocket. So I went in and I got a $10 pre-roll pack, two-pack. Nice half grams. I love the half gram joints.
Yeah.
And I went with strawberry cereal milk.
Nice.
And it had like kind of a little sweet flavor, but was also earthy. So good smoke. So I would have given it like a nice B plus for smoke.
Nice.
It made me cough a little bit, but it, you know, that's going to happen.
That happens to the pros, no matter who you are.
The overall high was really nice though. It was like just kind of a right down the middle, hybrid.
Yeah.
Which is sweet for movie watching because you get like the body high and just like kind of just sit there.
You kind of get the best of both.
But you also like are really into the movies you're watching. And like this, I love this movie. I've watched it stoned before. I'm so excited to talk about it. I'm really excited to get it on the podcast. And this was good weed for it.
Sweet.
So the pairing of the weed with the movie, I'd give an A.
Wow, starting off strong. So it looks like we both had good experiences with the weed. I'll correct mine was in Green Lake, not Greenwood. So dioxide cannabis in Green Lake. Like I said, we're doing this every week. We are smoking in some fashion and watching these movies because we just think that it's a different kind of way to rate the movies, but also a different way, it's almost like figuring out a different way to use the movies, right? Obviously, we're watching movies for entertainment, but this is specifically how do we kind of bump up the experience a little bit? And we're trying to find those movies that are really lending themselves.
Be enhancing.
Yeah, exactly. And we, you know, I think we pick some movies because we think obviously they should be good stoner type movies. So we try to go down that route. But then we also try and pick mainstream movies that we don't necessarily know what they're going to do. Like, I didn't really know what this movie was going to be because it is sci-fi. Obviously, it's got cool effects and stuff like that, but it's also such a mainstream movie with a very serious story. You never know. So I think this was a good movie to start off with. And I think we'll find out. I mean, we'll see how it did.
A serious story is funny.
I mean, it's
in terms of this,
it's a pretty intense story. Maybe not serious.
It's got pretty good symbolism.
I mean, the world or the universe as we know it at that time was kind of in the balance in this movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's intergalactic warfare. It's a totalitarian regime in the galactic empire.
Well, when I was watching this, I just kind of was reminded of, wow, we were given like so many warnings way early in the previous century that, hey, maybe we shouldn't go down this route that we're going, but okay, you can do it still.
And here we are, baby.
Here we are, only probably like 200 years or so away from galactic warfare, if Elon Musk had his way. All right, let's get into this one. I think this is going to be really fun.
Should I do the movie synopsis just in case there's people out there who haven't seen it?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess we have to. I mean, it seems somewhat silly, but I guess we got to. Yeah,
it does. But like I had to force my sister to watch it.
All right.
I had to force Dan to watch it.
Let's let him know.
This is not something she would even know about if it weren't for me.
Fair.
You know.
All right, D'Lo, this is your moment to shine, to read the freaking synopsis for one of like for like your movie. So
the Imperial forces, under orders from the cruel Darth Vader, hold Princess Leia hostage in their efforts to quell the rebellion against the Galactic Empire. Luke Skywalker and Han Solo, captain of the Millennium Falcon, work together with companionable droid duo R2-D2 and C-3PO to rescue the beautiful princess, help the Rebel Alliance, and restore freedom and justice to the galaxy.
So, very well done.
Thanks, man.
Do you feel like you're more confident reading those now that you've officiated a wedding?
I definitely feel more confident reading them.
Nice.
But I also am not as high as I sometimes get.
That's fair. Well, we're not there yet. Yet.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't know if we did we talk about how you officiated a wedding? Did we talk about that on the last episode?
Yeah, we talked about it on the last one. Yep.
It was so nice, not to go on a tangent, but D'Lo and his wife formally apologized to me for having me officiate their wedding after they experienced what it was like to be an officiant and how nerve-wracking it is. And
it is there is, I don't know, man. It just feels like there's a lot on the line. You know what I mean? It feels like such an important role.
I mean, it is.
Even though, like,
your feeling is correct.
But for both our wedding and Shannon and Karen's wedding, they, like, the official part was just like being the witness, being like the person to ordain us, like, and sign off on it.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what makes us married.
No. Yeah.
We went down and did like the stuff, all the stuff at the courthouse already. We just had to have you be like our witness and sign off on stuff, you know?
I mean, did they have a big wedding? I imagine they probably had a pretty big wedding. No.
Yeah, I think there was like 90 people.
Oh, okay.
It was a good size. Yeah, it was a nice size. Nice. It was honestly, I know we talked about it last week. But we had so much fun. It was really nice to be back on the East Coast and see all of our friends and just get to hang out. It was like, this was one of those trips where it was kind of hard to come back to the West Coast. You know what I mean?
I hear you. I mean, we'll see how it all plays out. You know, obviously we are a podcast primarily located in the Pacific Northwest for now, you know, we love it out here. You know, we're both originally basically from the same part of the Northeast in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's great stuff both places. So, but right. I highly urge either one. I highly urge anybody who's only been in the Pacific Northwest, go visit the Northeast.
Move out. Give it a shot.
Yeah. And then
check it out.
Same thing.
Yeah. Maybe not even move, but just check it out.
Yeah. Go see like New York, Philly, New Jersey, like some of that stuff. And then for anybody out there, like Pacific Northwest just has a lot to offer for a vacation, for whatever. There's so much shit out here. So,
yes.
Yeah. But anyway, back to business. Let's start off the way we normally start off, because I also would love to get a rip roaring high.
Rip roaring. Let's fook the guest.
Let's do our one kind of category of rating is popularity, which is the Rotten Tomatoes audience score. So let's play fuck the guesser as we do every week. And let's see how far off I am at guessing the score. I mean, it's gotta be like, I'm going to go conservative, but just so I don't like shoot myself a little bit, but I'm going to say 90% because I know it's higher of some sort.
Higher.
Yeah. Fuck.
Wherever you land, it's not going to be a bad guess.
It's not, but I'm like wondering if it's like 95 or lower or like 98, right? Because this is like kind of an epic movie.
You'll get nothing out of me. Nothing.
95.
Very close. 96%.
Yeah. Well, only 1 second, but that's okay. All right. Let me guess the critic score. I'm going to say the critic score, and I'll do a cumulative amount of time. So that's 1 second so far. I'm going to say the critic score is probably like 95.
Lower.
Oh. 94.
93.
So a grand total of 2 seconds.
A whopper.
Yeah, I guess like I, you know, this was an easy movie to guess, right? Because I know it's great.
It's
critically acclaimed.
So,
huge.
Yeah, so well received by so many people.
Yeah, huge following, like widespread following, in addition having a cult following. Like it's got both, which, sorry, what was the fucking score that we said it was? 96?
9.6.
All right, so 9.6 in our thing. Okay, damn. That's a really high score to start off with. So, but
yeah,
this movie's a lot.
It's got it all, baby. It's got action. It's got comedy. It's got romance. It's got giant talking dogs. Well, kind of talking.
And kind of a dog, I guess. Is that You think it's a dog? Is it?
It's based off of George Lucas's dog.
Oh, okay.
Chewbacca is.
That's fair. Okay.
Whose name is Indiana after Indiana.
I'm more of an Ewok fan than I am a Chewbacca.
I know you are. We fucking know you.
Anyway.
Put some respect on his goddamn name. That's Chewbacca, baby.
I know. What is he again? What creature is that?
He's a Wookiee. Wookie.
I like Ewoks over Wookiees.
New strategy. Let the Wookiee win.
I mean, unless you want your arms taken off. Let's
put some respect on his name.
Let's do the category that I think may be somewhat controversial-ish. And let's do rewatchability first, because I also like to try to go up with at least these two. Rewatchability is like strong, but yet has some dings to it for this movie, right? I mean, it's kind of a perfect length, honestly, for the kind of movie it is, right?
For this kind of epic. Yeah.
2 hours is kind of nice that they were able to do that. So I really appreciated that. I mean, obviously, I think we've talked about how an hour and 40 is kind of the great wheelhouse for a stone, right? Like a movie you're going to watch high. But if you're, you know, at least like this could have been 3 hours. Like they could have went the Avatar route if they felt like it.
Well, I think, and that's why you end up with the three movie set here with the original trilogy, is because the original story started and it was going to be a shorter movie. And then he just kept writing and writing and writing. Right. And so he just did it in thirds. So that's, again, we get the first third here, which is
epic. What a great start.
It's so good, man. It's such a great start.
So what I'll say is this movie has staying power for a lot of people. Like, they're going to show this to their kids until this movie goes out of existence, but it just won't, because it's just one of those that changed the game.
This is a forever movie.
I do think it has some benefits to like waiting in between, in my opinion, because obviously if like you're a fanatic, it's different, which I took into account for this, because the fanatic size of people is massive. So like you have to take that into consideration. I still think this is something that I wouldn't necessarily say I would watch like every year, but probably like, I would lean towards that because I don't actually know, but I don't see myself watching it every year. But I'm definitely going to like show my kids, grandkids who like, and I will keep watching it throughout life. So saying all that, knowing its fan base, how strong it is, while still kind of taking into account my opinion as well, I went with an 8 for rewatchability.
Wow. That's, I am surprised with how strong of a score you went with.
I think
there, because
I'm like really giving into the fact that this movie really does have kind of both of those, will be sci-fi-y, those dimensions checked, which is like widespread kind of popularity, because like just the average movie kind of lover will like it, or like even non-average.
And now especially with Disney, like,
yeah, exactly,
launching it into even like it, like the original trilogy on its own is massive and huge in pop culture, but then like Disney just launches it to like another stratosphere because of their reach.
And then it's also got like this cult following, which is strong and big. So I just had to take all that into account. Like, I had roommates in college that were definitely like that, and they would watch this movie. They would watch the trilogy like a lot. Like, they watched.
Yeah.
They used to tally how much they could watch, like the Lord of the Rings trilogy, the Star Wars trilogy. Like, they used to. So anyway, I took that into account. And I mean, I would have on my own given this movie, I think, like at least a six or seven ish. Yeah. So, I mean, an 8 just seems like very fair for rewatchability, because just taking into account more of the strength of the fan base.
I mean, I'm really happy with that score from you. I obviously am coming in much hotter.
Yeah, yeah. Hot take.
This is This is, again, this is like an all-time favorite of mine. This is not even my favorite Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
But this is an all-time favorite movie of mine. I watch this at least once a year. I probably watch all of the... I think I probably have seen all of the Star Wars movies once a year for quite some time now.
Yeah.
The original trilogy, I probably watch more than once a year.
Sure.
This is like just such a, it's a comfort movie for me that we're going to get in like quotability. I could, we'll talk about it, but like this is this, I can just throw this on whenever, if I'm home by myself, don't know what to watch, I'll put on Star Wars.
Yeah.
If I'm cooking, I'm just looking for something to throw on in the background, I'll put on A New Hope. This is because I can half listen to it and know everything that's happening
right.
because of how much I've seen it. I ended up going with a 9.2 for rewatchability because it's something that I watch frequently. It's something that I've seen a ton of, and I actually feel like I could probably even my inkling is to go like 9.5 at the least. And but I tried to temper it a little bit for a 9.2.
I mean, I would like, I think the highest I would be even like I could even be convinced to go is a 9.
I think you have to give it a 9. I think because of its, I think because of its popularity, its widespread love and popularity. Dude, I'm like sitting here. I'm looking at Star Wars Legos that I have just around my office. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's, this movie is so well loved. I feel like at least a 9.
I know, but it's like the loved I get, but there are movies that are loved that are not necessarily rewatchable.
They're
like to a certain extent.
I think this is one of those that is, because think about,
this isn't like,
if you're like, again, I'm gonna, if you have cable or you're flipping through, like if you're at a hotel or whatever, you can almost always find this movie on.
I know,
like,
but
like some kind of,
I don't think this movie is as rewatchable as Wayne's World, and that got a 9.
I do.
No.
I
know you do, but
I think it's more rewatchable than Wayne's
World. I don't think so, man. That's tough. But I'll give it the same score. I can't give it over Wayne's World. Because Wayne's World, again, like the fact that it's such an easy watch, this is not an easy watch. Like, if you've seen it a bunch, sure. But like, this isn't an easy watch. Like, you do need to like pay attention to get into it for the most part, unless you've seen it like 1,000 times, which you're saying, I know you have, but it's like,
which I have, which also plays into the rewatchability.
Sure. But that's why I'm saying like that type of support is a smaller group, I would say.
I don't think it's as small as you think it is.
I know it's not small, but I think it's 9 score 9 small because like, I don't know. I don't know if I could say it's as rewatchable as Wayne's World. That's tough, but I will. I can't go over it though. I can't go over it. 9. I'll stick with a 9.
All right.
I think that's,
I'll agree to a 9.
Okay. I mean, I think you'll be,
this is probably one of the movies I've seen the most in my life.
You're going to at least be, I think, happy with my quotability score, I would say. Cause okay. I was, you know,
well, let's talk about
this movie's
because,
got,
holy.
I mean, what I'll say is it's kind of got like iconic, like the kind of rule of thumb we're using where it's like, they have a few quotes that just like everybody uses, right? Like
regardless, you know what I mean? Of if
or anybody knows it or they've
Star heard Wars it. Or anything. Yeah.
Great shot, kid. That's 1 in a million.
Great shot, kid. That was 1 in a million.
Remember, the Force will be with you. Always.
That's one of the least, that's like a less known one, and that stands out to a lot
don't
of people.
Get cocky, kid.
Yeah, like so many, like doing the voice, like doing the Chewy impression, right? Like that counts.
You don't get, you can't consider Yoda, like you started with
exactly
Yoda for
that's
this.
What I mean. Yeah,
but like you can't really do Yoda on this one because he's not
I know it. But still
you do yeah, you can't yeah, do yeah, the right. Wookiee,
right? You got the Wookiee. You know,
you got Vader.
You've got Vader. So all that being considered, and also Obi-Wan Kenobi, where everybody's kind of, I mean, I guess he doesn't really have any iconic.
What?
Use the Force. Use the I guess Force. Use the Force. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Use the Force, Luke.
So he, or, they've got that.
These aren't the droids are looking for.
Let me see your identification. You don't need to see his identification.
We don't need to see his identification.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
These aren't the droids we're looking for.
He can go about his business.
You can go about your business.
Move along.
Move along. Move along.
So,
or, hello there.
I was pretty aggressive with my score, I would say. And I'm mostly taking into account the fact that it's like a widespread quotability. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I gave it a 9.2 for quotability. Nice. Because
that's strong. I'm happy with
it. It's strong. And again, because I have the luxury of looking at some of the other movies on here, I can also gauge a little bit that way in terms of the quotability. But I think the only kind of section of quotability where I felt it would lack is like dropping some quotes in like everyday conversation. Other movies have better ones.
This is probably one of my most quoted, at least maybe not this specific film, but film franchises, because of how well I know it. And you can ask Katie, there was one night she was like, she had me just not only speak to her and move in Star Wars quotes, but work in as many as I could.
Yeah.
And I think I got to like 30 of them.
I know, but I'm saying like other ones, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I do think other ones have ones that are like easier to get like an assist on, right? Like they will.
I mean, use the Force, Luke, and these are people use it in
I Am Your Father
and other.
Well, but that's
I Am
not,
Your Father, but
that's not that's that movie. Empire. Yeah, that's what I mean.
But I find your lack of faith disturbing, is this one.
Your sad devotion to that ancient religion has not helped you conjure up the stolen data tapes or given you clairvoyance enough to find the rebels' hidden fort.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Enough of this. Vader, release him.
As you wish.
I think, and now that I'm thinking about it, but I'm thinking like those kind of quotes, like I am your father, like I feel like then that movie is probably going to get the highest, because that's like one of the most quoted things I think I've ever heard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's one of the most, recognizable and memorable lines.
That's what I mean, of all time.
Also one of the most misquoted.
But also of all time, I'm saying. So that's why I'm like, yeah. I have to temper it. I have to temper the score for this movie, I think, in particular. Because I think there's going to be another, I think, whichever one it comes up.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
I saw part of the message.
I seem to have found it.
General Kenobi, years ago you served my father in the Clone Wars. Now he begs you to help him in his struggle against the Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. I have placed information vital to the survival of the rebellion into the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see this droid safely delivered to him on Alderaan. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I mean, I just think you're going to remember a lot.
Mos Eisley Spaceport. You'll never find a hive of more breathless.
Well, so where are you thinking? Villain. What are you thinking at your score?
I went with a 9.6. Jabba, you're a wonderful human. Dude, I quote this all the time. Whether you realize it or not, I use these quotes all the time.
I just don't know if it's that kind of movie
for a lot of
people.
The music, wait, period. The music, period.
Sure. I'll give it the music. I'll give it music.
Give it a boost for the music. Let the Wookiee win. Hokey religions and ancient weapons are no substitute for a good blaster at your side, kid.
I think the highest I would go is 9.5.
And this is the OG. This is the original characters. This is
I'll do 9.5. I'm trying to look at some other scores. Like, I'm not going to put it above Jurassic Park for myself. I don't think I could do that. But I'll go 9.5. That's as high as I go, though.
That's
all you get out of
because,
me.
I mean, it was hard for me to watch this movie and not quote almost the entire thing. Again, I think that's because I've seen it.
Well, that's what I mean.
Movie I've seen.
I think that's my thing is that like you can quote it and you remember a lot and stuff like that. But like other movies, it's just like more opportune times to use those quotes versus this, I think. But I mean, I guess it depends on who you're talking with. Like,
I can always find a way to use a Star Wars quote.
I know, but dude, I would think in more casual conversation, you're definitely dropping like more forgetting Sarah Marshall type quotes or like.
I think it also depends on my audience.
Yeah, of course.
I can pull from either.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, sure. Right. Right. I guess it depends on who you're talking with too. So, I mean, 9.5, that's only. That's not even that far off of what you were scoring it.
That's no moon. Yeah, 9.5 I'm good with.
All right. Nice. All right, so all in dude, 9
just
so
like the
far.
Iconic the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
It's a ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs.
Han Solo. I'm captain of the Millennium Falcon. Chewie here tells me you're looking for passage to the Alderaan system.
Yes, indeed. If it's a fast ship.
Fast ship? You've never heard of the Millennium Falcon?
Should I have?
It's the ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs. I've outrun Imperial starships. Not the local bulk cruisers, mind you. I'm talking about the big Corellian ships now. She's fast enough for you, old man. What's the cargo?
She may not look like much, but she's got it where it counts, kid.
I know. Yeah, I mean, yeah, like, I remember those. I don't know. I don't know. Now I'm kind of second guessing. I feel like I should go to 9. Like, I don't know. I feel like it should be a 9.3 or 9.4. I don't know.
Dude,
like the fact that also, like the fact that Yoda and Darth Vader aren't in this though with some of their
Vader
I mean,
isn't
with
this.
The, with the Yoda like Yoda lines and the Darth Vader line that we just said like Luke, I am your father or whatever.
Well, Empire I feel like would get a 10.
Oh, not a
would
10.
Be at least be up there.
What?
Well, see, now
I don't know.
You're talking out of both sides of your mouth, man.
No, because that's why I'm trying to go back from a 9.5, because I don't think any of them would, I don't know if it would be, I guess, yeah, I mean, the Luke, I am your father,
this is,
everybody says, no matter who you are.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, all right, I'll go,
and,
I'll stay 9.5.
Quoting Yoda.
I'll stay 9.5.
Okay.
I'll stay at a 9.5.
I think, again, the music, this is like
music,
one of AFI's
definitely,
number one. It's the number one score of all time on AFI's like top 100
fair.
Scores list.
I could say that. That's fair.
And
that's
like,
a fair
again,
boost.
I think Empire, you also get, you don't get Vader's Imperial March in this, which I think is one of the most recognizable tunes of all the all time.
Oh, yeah.
But this has like, it's the original opening, the ba 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 ba, like the opening scroll, Star Wars theme. It's the music's incredible and it sets the mood, which I think we're going to talk about with this next score.
Yeah. Well, so yeah. All right. So that's 9.6, 9.5, and a 9 so far. Smokeability. Yeah. I mean, I kind of went back and forth with this. I will say there were a couple lull periods for me.
Yeah. I think this is going to be the score that pulls it down, obviously.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't know how I felt because you know what, dude? I feel like if I watched this movie before the Spider-Verse movie, I might have scored it differently because like the visuals didn't really do much for me this time around for Star Wars. And I don't know if it's just because it's outdated.
You would have scored Spider-Verse higher?
No, like I would have scored this higher for smokeability because I think I was like so blown away by Spider-Verse's like visuals.
That watching this,
that watching this was like, damn it. Like, but, but the action is amazing. The story is amazing, which you really get into. I think, yeah, I don't know. I was torn on this one a little bit. Not that it would be bad. Like, it wasn't, obviously, it was, it's
no,
great,
no. But it's also a great movie without being.
And that's what I mean. And so I didn't know, I honestly didn't know what to do.
I mean, this is,
I kind of,
dude, this came out in 1977 and just like changed cinema.
I know.
For good.
I don't know. I gave, like, it a 7.5, but I probably am thinking more. I'm maybe more like an 8, I guess, for smokeability.
Okay. I mean, I'm actually closer to where you were originally. I'm actually a little lower than you because I think this is a good movie anyway.
It is. It's great.
And that's movie. Where I'm like tempering it. Yeah. And there are things that, like, there are parts of this that being stoned really help. And I think you get to kind of really enjoy just kind of the old school practical effects, costumes,
right, exactly,
and set designs and that kind of stuff. And then you get some of the, like, the cheesy special effects with, like, the bigger explosions. But then you also, like, as someone who has seen it a bunch and has watched documentaries and stuff on this movie, you get to appreciate, like, all the models that they used for the space.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot like that. Love about this movie, just in, like,
some really interesting cinematography,
yeah, in terms of appreciation,
yeah. But, you know, it's 1977 and there are movies that hit harder,
yeah,
visually, and, like, are you know, and so I wanted to keep that in mind. I went with a 7.3 for smokeability.
Okay,
but that, again, only because I think the music hits so well stoned, and it's a soundtrack I listen to frequently.
Let's go 7.8.
Okay.
It's definitely in the 7 range for me.
Dude, C-3PO, R2-D2 is the fucking man.
Right.
So you just, like, you love R2.
Love R2.
When you're,
you love both of them.
Balloon.
Yeah, you love both.
Yeah.
They both are great.
Dude, you get Carrie Fisher just being sassy and just, like, such a badass.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. Love her so much.
She crushed this. Yeah. I mean, dude, there's a lot to like about this movie. And like we said, sometimes with our smokeability thing, it's like,
I will say,
amazing movies don't always translate.
One knock is the opening scroll is always really hard. Still.
Sure. Yeah.
I can't read that fast when I'm high. Yeah. So
it's a lot to focus on right off the bat. But all right, let's do 7.8.
And then they, like, sneak in, like, some, like, upgraded CGI stuff.
Which I never enjoy. Like, I always find it to be like, eh, you didn't need to do that.
But and then, like, you get the fucking lightsabers, dude. Those are fun to watch high.
Yeah. I mean, there is some, like you said, there is a lot of fun stuff that is, like, makes it a good high movie. But you're right. It's so good regardless that it doesn't necessarily enhance it in any sort of way, I would say. Not enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
It's fun. It's like I said, good costuming, good practical effects. But when you compare it to something like Spider-Verse, which is just like blow your mind.
Yeah.
Like beautiful.
Like,
it's hard to.
Yeah.
It's hard to do it after that.
All right.
You never heard of the Millennium Falcon?
That. Let's see. All right. So that's 9.6, 9, 9.5, and then 7.8. So 7.8, the smokeability score, which definitely did drag it down.
Yeah, I mean, that's weighted heavier.
So it ended up being an 8.7 as its total score, which is still a really good score. Like, that's the same as...
Yeah, it's really strong.
Spider-Man Into the Spideyverse.
Whoa,
so funny that
calling it Spideyverse.
Spider-Verse, sorry. I wrote it in here as Spideyverse.
you keep calling it that.
Well... I think that's a pretty good score, honestly, for
a
movie
score.
That's not necessarily meant, was made to necessarily watch stoned. Although, who knows? George Lucas could have been a little stoner.
George Lucas was almost definitely stoned writing this.
I wish there was a way we could find that out. But, all right.
The Force is with
we
you.
We did it.
Always.
Everybody, we kicked off Sci-Fi Week with I think we said we wanted to try to do all bangers in this category. So yeah, we started off with
banger. And like it hit, man.
Yeah.
It hit on a lot of the,
it was a very fun watch.
Categories.
good weed, good movie, great week. Can't ask
for how dope would it be to have like Jedi powers? Like,
is that your is that your would you rather? Is it something Jedi related?
I didn't. I thought we were done doing this, so I've stopped. But
would you rather?
I thought we were cutting it for time reasons.
Like, would you rather be like a Jedi or
Sith?
No, like, what's another like, or like a X-Men or something like that? Would you? What would you pick?
Jedi.
Yeah, same.
Yeah,
totally.
Because if you're an X-Men, you don't like unless you get to choose your mutation.
You're just kind of
mutation.
Yeah.
Like, you could just end up being like Toad or whatever and just like
can lick shit from far away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Or you get something Jedi. Like Wolverine. That's fucking rad.
Jedi. But all the way.
Being a Jedi, dude, I would love it. Just to even just be like, oh, I forgot to grab the pen while I was sitting down.
Zip. Done.
You know what I mean?
Taken care of. All right. Well. Thank you, everybody. We hope you enjoyed this one. We had a lot of fun doing this one as well. If so, it was like we said, good weed.
I hated
good,
it.
Good movie. Can't ask for much more. As always, we want to shout everything that makes us go. We want to give it its props. Squadcast, that's what we use to record remotely. Great platform. Our good friend Vince Sasso and his band, the Vince Sasso Trio. Vince is a honored guest on our show, arguably the number one. We don't know. It's kind of going back and forth at this point. But he also wrote all the music.
I don't know. Tim's episodes are doing really well.
Well, there you go. Maybe that numbers talk. Vince does all the music for our episode. So big shout out to him. Podcastle.
Big shout out.
That's what D'Lo uses to edit. Again, great platform. All the dispensaries in the area that we go to, the Kushery in Lake Forest Park, Have a Heart in Greenwood, Dockside Cannabis in Ballard, Dockside Cannabis in Green Lake, D'Lo, your new spot that you're liking.
Rainier Cannabis up in Mount Lake Terrace.
Rainier Cannabis. Love you all. Keep it coming. For all of you listening, if you want to get in contact with us, you can email us at podcast.highexpectations@gmail.com. You can message us on Instagram at high.expectations.pod. We're always looking for categories, movies, potential guest ideas, anything like that, or just chatting.
Anything.
Either or.
Just reach out.
We're having a lot of fun doing this. We're excited for sci-fi month. So keep tuning in. We've got a lot of fun movies coming down the pike.
Yeah.
So love you all. As always, be kind and stay weird.
Stay weird.